Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Hi, guess I'm getting tired of having card problems with one of my accounts. So I needed to call and figure something out with you guys, or I'm going to switch it to my regular bank card.
Okay, do you have your account number, please?
Not on me.
What's the phone number on the account?
541-961-5374.
Okay, thank you. And what's the name and address that's on the account, please?
Melvin Wallander, 156 Loop Road, Myrtle Creek, Oregon, 97457.
Okay, and what account were you calling in reference to?
The Ecto One. I forgot if it's the Ecto One or the GTR, but I've got one of them that the card declined on.
Okay.
You know, I can get into my email while we're talking if you want.
Okay.
Just frustrated. It's nothing you guys did.
I see you got some pending charges from your latest shipments that were on the 20th. So that might be
there was one on Tuesday.
I've got your GTR. Okay, so for the GTR, it looks like for the GTR, of course, I can update your payment information. It looks like that one was delayed because the display base is out of stock, so they were just waiting for that to come in from shipping. Lord, don't tell me this.
Yeah, I'm trying to see where it was, but I had one that declined because of something about my card.
Okay. Just one moment. I'm going to have to pull up the system again because it's...
Here it is. It's on Eleanor.
Okay. All right. Just one moment. I'll get your account pulled back up, and then I'll go to... It's stuck. On the ledger. I was trying to check to see if it had tried on the GTR. But for the GTR, once that... that gift comes back in stock, then they'll go ahead and get your next shipment out on the GTR, and I'll check on the Eleanor for you.
Yeah, but the one I'm referring to 2 days ago, it said, however, we thank you for your membership, and however, we received an error when we attempted to charge the credit card that you provided.
Okay. I can check on that once I've gotten your account pulled back up.
Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead, what were you saying?
Wasn't giving you a hard time, and I heard the part about a piece being out of stock.
Yes.
You guys get people giving you an attitude or hard time because something's not there right then?
Well, you would actually be surprised. Yes, they get a lot, some of them get very upset. I just wanted to let you, I thought that since you were saying the GTR, that maybe that might have been it. But I've got the account pulling back up, and then I'll check on this.
Sorry, it was the Eleanor. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. Yeah, for the Eleanor, and I'll get that pulled up.
Okay. I'm looking forward to getting my extra one part so I can... I've got, you know, several shipments, but I was behind a part, which is coming with this latest shipment.
Mm-hmm.
So I've probably got, like 8 or 9 boxes right now, or, you know, issues.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all waiting on one suspension piece, because you can't put it together past
yes.
there, or else you can't get it together once you start adding everything else on.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to getting that one and sitting down for a few hours playing with it.
But that definitely, that'd be a great way to kill some time, especially if you're having to stay home. Let's see.
I drive
okay.
a semi, so sometimes I take them with me on the semi.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
instead
that would
of
be
going
good.
In and playing, going in and playing like the slot machines, or going in and, you know, wasting money in the truck stop. I'll just sit in the truck. I'll just lay down in the truck and just kind of, like a kid in a candy store, building a model.
Oh, yes, that definitely, yeah, because I know that being on the road can get very, very boring.
It and does, my, but yeah, at least my, it's a...
Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say my uncle, he was a truck driver, and sometimes I would go, like, before he retired, I would go with him on, like, some of his routes if they weren't too long. If he was in, because we're in Alabama. And
yes.
I was so bored. I don't want to go very often.
Yeah. All I was going to say, it's an honest paycheck, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And he actually enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one thing that really irritates me, though, is when you get all these people saying you're, all you do is hold a steering wheel, and, you know, it's a lazy man's job.
Mm-hmm. It's not. No, I definitely know it's not. It's a very, well, for one, it's very, monotonous. It is monotonous, but not, but you also have to keep from, like, keep your focus while being monotonous and not getting distracted and stuff, because that can definitely go wrong.
And it's stressful dealing with some of these cars out here nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is one of the other statements is you only drive a truck because that's all you know, you can't do anything else, you know, basically nothing but dumb truck driver or the lazy man's job, or, you know, comments like that.
Mm-hmm.
Too dumb to get a real job, and they don't realize how smart some of us are.
Yeah. No, my uncle, he drove like over a, like in his career, he drove over a million miles, and he was a chef as well. Like, he loved to cook, and he was very, very intelligent. So, yeah, I know, like, and it's, but driving trucks is, I mean, if you like, especially if you like to get out there and travel, that's good, like, if you like that. And also, you know, it's good. It's very good pay. Like, I know a few people, they're making six figures driving trucks. Like, so, like, it's definitely not just that.
Yeah, no, I'm working on my pilot's license right now, and I went to school for computer-aided drafting and mechanical engineering, and decided I prefer driving a truck.
Mm-hmm.
And in my spare time at home, I build these, you know, large Lego sets with my kid, and restore old cars.
Oh, that's fine. Yes, that's fine.
Like, right, a couple of them in my garage right now. I've got three projects going on with a fourth or fifth soon to be.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a 58 Chevy Apache truck I'm restoring.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a 73 Chevy El Camino I'm restoring that was my dad's, and a 64 Cadillac Fleetwood.
Ooh, that's nice. Yeah.
And I'm getting ready to buy a 75 Cadillac Eldorado convertible.
To restore that too?
Yeah. The Eldorado convertible, other than needing the corner pieces, you know, on the corners of the front fenders and the back fenders, it's in really, really nice shape. Better than any of my other cars, old ones.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest project is near us. I found a 1938 Packard limo.
Oh, wow.
They wanted $6,500 for it, and it does run. It's not all rusted out, but my wife and I, that would be really cool to restore.
Restore, yes, that would be cool. And then also, you know, if you restored it and it was really nice, you could also do your own, like if you live in an area that has a lot of students, you could rent it out for prom or something like that. You'd do something like that with it once you restore it.
I never thought of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, never thought of that one.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good.
And I'm restoring.
Mm-hmm.
No, all I just say is I'm restoring mine back to original. I'm not turning them into hot rods or some of the funky stuff some people do with them.
Yes, yeah.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, no, I've got your account pulled back up. For your for the Mustang, Eleanor. It did look like it was just declined. It was like a general decline from the bank. Sometimes, like when you have multiple, like if you have multiple pending items from the, then the bank sometimes will decline it. Like if there's too many of them, just in case it's fraud. But I can update
you. I have quite a few for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think they're the ones that just went out. They're all pending. So I don't know if maybe that might, like, because they all tried to hit at the same time. That may have been the reason. They just were like, okay, this is just too much. Let's just, you know, reject one just in case. Like, so more than likely, if I can go ahead and update your card, then I can, then the next processing date is actually going to be in a few hours. So it should try to process your shipment again.
I'm just going to do it on my regular bank account.
Okay. What was the card number
I'm
when
ready
you're ready?
Whenever you...
Yes, sir.
Okay. 4160 4671 0654 8406.
Six. Okay. And the expiration month and year?
0324.
0324. Okay. All right. I've got your card updating. So it should in a couple of hours here, it should run. Try to do the next shipments going out. So you should see, authorization requests go to your bank account for this one. And if you want to change it at any time, like change the card payment or anything like that, then just let us know. We can just change it back.
All right. Yeah, I'm sorry to bug you guys with all this.
Oh, no problem. No problem. That's what we're here for. We're here 24 hours a day if you need us.
Oh, so you mean I can just call you guys about 2-3 o'clock in the morning because I'm bored just to chat?
Well, we can't just chat, but if you have something that needs to be done on your account, then give us a call. And of course, in the meantime, we'll chat with you.
Okay, I'll just find some crazy reason to call and talk for about half the night. I'd be at a brat, okay?
They probably get upset with us if we talk to one person the whole night.
I know. I'm being a brat.
Is there anything else I can help you with on your account today?
I appreciate it, ma'am.
You're very welcome, and you have a wonderful rest of your night, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss.
You too. I know. I was probably your worst customer of the day, wasn't I?
Oh, yes. It's horrible. It's so horrible.
Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.